just a minute. Praise God. I believe the Lord has, amen, helped us tonight.
Amen.
Pastor's kind of just emphasized all around the thought. Amen. I believe in the Word of God. I just know the Holy Ghost knows what we have need of, don't you?
Yes.
All God needs is just us to obey that. I heard Brother Joe say earlier tonight, amen, that we're not going to get this without obedience.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Praise the Lord. And I read that a little bit, amen, for you. I read that, a page or two after Pentecost there. Amen. That means they got it then. He keeps giving it to them. Amen. As they obey him. He gives that Holy Ghost to them that obey him. In the mighty name of Jesus. I appreciate this. Opportunity is always, I've often said, like going home, coming to Whitfield. My sister Deborah, at the years God's gave us. Ain't it the truth? Hadn't we had some wonderful times in the Lord, seen God do great things here at this church? And I'm telling you, the fruit of it still remains. Brother Joe and the company of people here has been a blessing to us. And all throughout the years that we've been in the ministry and the kingdom of God, what a tremendous man of God. Amen. And people of God. And I want to say something about that just for a moment. And you got a man that'll stick it out with you. And I'm telling you nowadays, you hang on, amen, like a bulldog on a pig's ear, as old Brother Talbert would say. I'm telling you, you cherish that. Oh, amen. They just come and go nowadays. And amen, some places, well, that's because they're just looking for something beside the will of God. But when a man finds the will of God, it's good to have all of you here. And our holy ground people, Brother Ray Ward from Friendly Holiness. Brother Ray, so good to have you and Sister Ward with us. Praise God. Would you just greet us for just, I'm putting you on the spot. Brother Ray, tremendous pastor. Brother Ray, we preach far. Great work of God, man of God. Amen. I mean that. Amen. Tremendous humility. And I appreciate Brother Ray. You give us a little greeting, Brother Ray. Thank you, brother. Yes.
I just kind of just went rambling on my mind here a little bit.
I know.
What it meant that they encamped around. It kind of just tells me that they're only there.
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad tonight that we got somebody with us.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll never leave your office and say, I'll be with you till the end.
Yes, brother. No. Come on, Brother Ray.
Amen. I'm glad tonight to know that we got a better place.
Hallelujah.
That place you call heaven. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Just looking, expecting tonight to hear something. Me and my wife were debating coming over here. I didn't realize where it was at until they gave me the address. And I said, well, we're going to go on anyway.
Amen. 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 Thank you, brother. Praise God. Amen. He's a little bit on the other side of the world for Brother Ray. You might as well say in our part of the community. Amen. He had to come across the river. Praise God. And some more did, but he's from way over there, the other side of Atmore out there. Praise God. And we just appreciate them. I preach for Brother Fred Ward. Amen. I'm telling you, I remember those days too, Brother Ray, amen, tremendous man of God. The Lord just gave us wonderful meetings with them. And I remember one time my brother Fred was pastoring over at Shemuckla, and I had went in there for revival, and I'm telling you, I had, there was something had me. I don't want to say I had something. Something had me. I mean, I preached, I think I started Sunday or Sunday night, and oh, that stuff was terrible. But the Lord would open me, my voice up, let me preach every night. I'd sweat, I'm telling you, sweat like a, I don't know if camels sweat going across the desert, but if they do, I'm sure they stink. But anyway, I sweated, like a foaming horse. Every night, and I'd go home and couldn't talk, chill. I'd lay in that bed and just be cold and chilled. I went on to Wednesday night, and I couldn't speak the next day. I go back the next night, Brother Joe, it'd be like I was healed. I mean, just preach the anointing of God. And Wednesday night, Brother Ray, Wednesday night I preached. That was from Sunday to Wednesday. Wednesday night I preached, and after that night I went home. And I'm not going to tell you the stuff that come out of my head. But I'm telling you, the anointing destroyed that. I mean, the Lord just helped me every night. And from Wednesday night to the rest of the week, I was delivered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, I appreciated that. The Lord is good, isn't he? But that same God's here tonight. Now, the rest of them are preaching revival. Tonight, I'm going to hope and pray I just get something in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So in the book of 2 Timothy, I'm going to preach tonight. And this is another one. This is fresh. I haven't preached this. Amen. Just dealing, we say we haven't preached this as preachers, but we've preached all over that, you know, the subject, I'm sure. But there's something been troubling me a little bit. Just troubling me. Anybody, you preachers, ever have anything just trouble you? Agitate you? Mess with you? Amen. But something been troubling me a little bit. And I'm going to preach on tonight a thought, who needs counsel? Does anyone need counsel? Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, I'm sure I could have used a lot of that. I'd have been a lot of psychiatrists loved to have had me on their couch. But I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Praise God. They're not going to get my, you know, start to say $25, probably be about $200 now an hour. Hallelujah. I remember my daddy one time was struggling. In his earlier years, he went to one of them. Couple times after about the third time he got there, and he wanted to know what was wrong with him. The man said, "Oh, man," said, "Gotta, I don't know, gonna have to come back a few times." And daddy shucking at $25 or $75 every time he went. He decided that day, he decided that meeting is he ain't getting another of my $75 or whatever it was. He just went to the house. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I mean, I reckon he figured he done bought enough. Paid enough. You ought to know something by now. I mean, you know, I expect when I click that gas button, praise God, when that 1 cent rolls up, I at least expect to drop. I notice them things move a little bit before the gas starts coming now. Amen. But on the end, I just sat there and stand there and hold the hose and get every drop. I'm telling you, I do. I do. I stand there and wait till the last drop. Amen. That thing moves a little on the front, but I hold it on the end. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to get mine. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be like Wendy Bagwell, that rattlesnake, telling him, give mine to Geraldine. I'm going to get mine. Hallelujah. I don't mean to be. I usually don't go there. I didn't mean to get into all that jovial, but. But I'm going to tell you something. You'll be determined to get a hold of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can get it. You can receive. Amen. 2 Timothy, praise God. I'm going to preach from a thought, who needs counsel. And then on the end of that, I just believe tonight the Word of God's enough.
Amen.
I just believe that Word of God's good counsel, don't you? Amen. Now I'm going to say something right here before I get started, because I might not say it but afterwards. After I get started, who knows, I might say it 10 times. I don't know, but but I believe that sometimes we're wasting a lot of time and energy in these little room sessions. Talking to the master, and I'm going to talk a lot about this tonight. This pulpit of God, I want you to hear me. Praise God. I do. I'm not saying there's not room for very extreme troubled people to have to be you know, in some way, have some personal counseling in some way, spiritual. But folks, I'm telling you, I look back on the church. I mean, me and Tim Gilman come along. Don't take this as over Jehovah. Me and Tim Gilman come along. They probably could have locked us up. He'd have went a few years ahead of me. But they could have locked us up and left us somewhere with some of the things, amen, that you see. But I'm telling you, we sat under preachers that preach over this pulpit of God. And I'm just convinced that the church, the mess that we deal with sometime, world over, that sitting in church is mess, and that's us. This word of God has said a lot of things. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:1 says, I charge thee. Our young men need to be charged by the man of God. They don't need to slip through our hands without being charged by the man of God. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. And the most frightening word for the modern church today is doctrine. Because I've been told that it doesn't have to be put out there so much. Don't mess with me about that. This apostle Brother Joe alluded to so much tonight, the Apostle Paul, he talks about doctrine quite a bit in the Word of God, in his writings. If we don't have, the old saying goes, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. And then in another place, the apostle talked about there's wind and waves of doctrine that's cast out there by the deception of men and cunning craftiness. And this is deliberate. They literally lie in wait to snatch you in, to deceive you. Praise God. If we ain't got some kind of doctrine, this Bible's full of it. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not talking about arguing sessions and that kind of stuff. Just preaching this word of God. Long-suffering in doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure. Here it is again. Sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. So there must be some truth bundled up in these doctrines. It sounds to me like, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. You may be seated. Sound doctrine. What does that term endure? Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is to be, not to be corrected, but to be uncorrected and true doctrine. Sound doctrine. The doctrines of God has no room for correction. Not the doctrines of God. They go forth unto correction to correct us, to align us. Amen. Then he talked about these itching ears. Itching ears means to scratch or tickle. Scratch or tickle. Amen. You know, and I look at that as just putting a little soothing salve on the issue at hand. Just put a little soothing salve. And it's sad. It's sad. I mean, we're dealing with a... I don't mean to sound critical tonight, but this is the softest, the most soft, what we call the church, I believe I've ever seen in my life. Soft. Can we handle preaching anymore? And I'm a little concerned about what we call moving around in the spirit. We just reach out here and snatch anything out of the air that seems spiritual, sounds spiritual, and don't even weigh it against what that Bible says. We got to be careful what we dance to, shout to, praise to, snatch out of the air. Amen. I believe I read about a principality and power of the air. These are influencing spirits. Amen. They're out there to learn you and me some things. There's many voices, the Bible says. They're not all without signification. It means they're all saying something. Amen. They all have attachments to them. Amen. They're saying something. Itchy ears, it's tickling. Just put a little soothing salve on the issue. And in other words, don't really dig deep into the thing. Just scratch it a little bit. Amen. I'm going to talk some about preaching over this pulpit. This is a holy desk. This is a sanctified place. When Israel was in trouble in the Old Testament, trying to find their way, trying to get themselves worked back to Zion, trying to get everything back home and get it weighed up and weighed in, with all that confusion, finally someone said, "If you'll get the scribe, who I believe in that day was Ezra the scribe, if you'll put this law in his hand." And the Bible said they found the law of God. And the man of God took the time to build a pulpit of wood. So he made him a pulpit. And for hours he stood there. Hallelujah. With the word of God. I'm telling you, he lost half the modern congregation nowadays. They just wasn't looking for that. They wasn't looking for somebody to just preach for 3 hours. No. We know. They'll be turned to fables. You know what that means? It means a myth. Myth. They will be turned unto fables, unto a myth. And our pulpits, listen to me. Our pulpits today are set for one thing, just one. Our pulpits are set for the delivery of the Word of God. The Word of God has to flow over this pulpit to the congregation of God's people. Hallelujah. That's what these sacred desks are made for. Thank God for men of God in this house who are men of the pulpit and have a clear understanding what this thing's for, what God has set this piece of furniture in the house of God for. Hallelujah. They're set for the delivery of that word. It's set to be filled with truth. Truth and truth only. Sound doctrine and truth. It's to be full of sound doctrine. Sound doctrine has got to go out over this pulpit. It's a place where the law of God has got to be enforced. Amen. It's not a place where the law of God, amen, is developed. The law of God is already developed. It's already settled. It's already been given to us. Amen. It's already been set, the Word of God said. This is the place where the law of God must be enforced. Anybody agree with that? Must be enforced. I'm going to talk to us here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll come back, God willing, tomorrow night. We get this good word of God in us. I'm telling you, God set us up for a move of God. Amen. There's a little too much emotion. Amen. Too much of this kind of stuff. We play and pray on our emotions. There's too much of that stuff in it. I deal with that stuff. I know what that's like. Jesus' name. I know how them emotions have played tricks with us. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven forever. Forever. So I thought I'd look that little term, what that little, those two little words, forever. I wanted to look a little deeper into that. So those two little words, forever, means time out of mind. Amen. I know that's hard to get that, so I'm going to explain what that means. Time out of mind, past or future, literally means eternally set. God's word is eternally set. Hallelujah. Amen. Time out of mind. Amen. I'll tell you, one of the most frustrating things is when someone, you get in these things not careful in them little counseling rooms. You stay in there an hour. Amen. Half hour, hour and a half, just for somebody to finally look at you and say, well, I know that's what the Word of God says. God, what'd you call me in here for? If I know what the word, waste my hour. Amen. If we already know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Well, you're inconsiderate, preacher, incompassionate. No, I'm not. I'm not inconsiderate nor incompassionate. Praise God. I'm just talking, folks. I'm telling you, the Apostle Paul said, who was it? Corinthian church, I think it was. Amen. For a time you ought to be teachers, but you have need that one teach you the first principles of the word, the oracles of God. By now you ought to be grown up. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Clendenin said he didn't mind milking them, but he didn't want to pull them false teeth out to get it in there. Amen. I'm telling you, it's the truth, ain't it? Praise God, it's time for us to grow up in unto Him in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody say, I want to grow past this. Forever, oh Lord, past and future, eternally, Your Word is set. Your Word, God's Word is permanently set. It's unchanging in the heavens. Brother, I want to tell you something. Church, listen to me. They ain't never been no debate in the heavens. They've never spent months and years trying to figure out if we need another 1,000 translations of the Scripture. No, sir. While the church in the earth trying to figure out, amen, where the Word of God goes here, where it goes there, the heavens say, it's ever settled up here. If you'll turn everything here, if you'll turn that ear here, if you'll turn that prayer here, if you'll seek My face, amen, and turn from them wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. Amen. I'll forgive your sin. I'll heal that land. And the key in that verse is, seek My face. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God wants to do something in us preachers. Amen. Those of us that are skirted because we were afraid. Those of us that held back, amen, because we were considered and compassionate. Those of us that were afraid to say it from, amen, when the Holy Ghost was trying to move it like a rushing river over that pulpit. Hallelujah. I don't mean going to the church, amen, slapping and knocking and being mean. Give me a burden, oh God. Give me a burden first. Amen. An appeal for the heart of God. If I get an appeal for the heart of God, I can't do nothing, amen, with the results out there. Amen. That's going to have to receive or not. I heard that old man of God, you mentioned him earlier, Brother Clendenin, preaching. It's hard. It's hard. I can tell you, this Saul society. Yeah. It's hard. Oh, Brother Clendenin is coming down that line. Amen. Preaching about the need to be in or out. He said, if you want the world, folks, get out of here and go on and get it. Because you can't have both. Amen. Somebody said he gave up. No, he didn't give up on them. He just telling it like it is. Isn't that kind of the same thing that Joshua said when he's there at that Jordan? choose you this day. Who you gonna serve? Amen. And he talked about the gods in whose land that we dwell are the gods on the other side of the flood. If you stay here, you gotta choose. If you go over, you're gonna choose. But as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord God, whether it's on this side the flood or on the other side the flood, because I can shout it, the man of God saying, the word of God is ever settled in heaven. I'm telling you, the best counsel that a church can get is a man of God over this pulpit pouring that word of God out there. Run it like a river to them people. And let's believe God to have a move of the Spirit. That Holy Ghost can get through offended minds and offended hearts and folks that's debating the scriptures and I don't believe it that way. And well, I move of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I felt God taught me about this service tonight. Praise God. And he's dealing my heart while he's doing it. Amen. I felt the why. Hey, it's a way. It's got to be that way. It's got to be that way. Amen. It's unchanging in the heavens. Amen. The heavens is the highest place of authority and perfection. Are you hearing me? The highest place of authority and perfection. Amen, is the heavens. Hallelujah to Jesus. God, amen. Amen. His word is the highest law. Amen, in the heavens. Are you hearing me? Amen. And in the earth is the highest law. In the heavens and in the earth. And his word is not subject to earthly changes or challenges. That's why I'm telling you. His word is not subject to... We're subject to that. It's appointed, he said, unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. What God's saying is do with it what you will. Amen. It's put out there for you. But it's going to come to the judgment. And it's coming to the same word that formed the earth and set the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. See, anybody need any good counsel tonight? Good counsel. Get in this book before you get to the church. Get in this word of God and pray. Get in this word of God and be ready for that man of God to pour into your heart. Hallelujah. We don't need to be angry and mad and upset. And, oh God, we're so divided. Well, Brother Bobby, that ain't us. No. Well, if it ain't you, the devil's after you. If he can lie to you and convince you of something, you'll be against Brother Joe, Brother Danny, Brother Ray, and Brother Ray, and another Ray come in. And whoever else is preaching. If he can just get you to listen to the lie. You got to remember up there on that mount of temptation, rather. He snatched that word of God out. He snatched it out. At one of the most vulnerable times that a man's flesh is craving, amen, or should be in the natural. I'm saying one of the most, you got to see this. You know, we look at Jesus, the Son of God, but we don't look at him as the God-man. He's fasted 40 days and 40 nights, highly disciplined. Amen. The will of God. Amen. He's after the will of God. He's going to do the will of God. But that didn't exempt the devil from coming at word of God at the most vulnerable time, the most weak time, amen, of his body, where it should be craving for food and bread and substance. Hey, if you'll command these stones to be made bread. You know how many folks would have failed for that? If you're the Son of God. And let me say something. We ain't got to prove that we're miracle workers. That we're exorcists. We ain't got to prove none of that. That don't belong to us anyway. That comes through the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All gifts belong to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just here. We're just here to preach Christ. Paul said, I would that I'd know nothing among you except for Jesus Christ and him crucified. and raised again from the dead. Amen. I don't got no 2 hours after church. Amen. To debate nobody's false doctrine. Amen. I don't got no, I sure ain't got no room in my brain. I ain't got enough left for somebody to try to pick around me. Amen. And use me for some little guinea pig just to try to figure out what I know and what I don't know. Amen. I just tell you, right? I'm just preaching here. It's ever settled. It's not subject. It's not subject to earthly changes. And as you know it, there's gay flags hanging out mausoleum windows. I'm gonna say this. I don't want to get off on somebody's. Amen. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I respect everything, Mr. Church, and I probably shouldn't bring this up here, but I feel it. Mr. Charlie Kirk, I respect that what he did.
Yes, sir.
But I'm gonna be honest with you.
Amen.
And I know it was a highly known profile. And for weeks after the poor man's death, I mean, I scrolled Facebook, and that's all I saw.
Yeah.
That's all I seen was the face of the man.
Right.
I respected what he did.
Amen, brother.
I'll be honest with you. I was looking for Jesus somewhere.
Come on, brother.
And I don't take away nothing from that.
Yes, sir.
But I am going to say this. We got to be careful with our focus.
That's right.
And objects of influence.
That's right.
I believe Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm not saying that Mr. Kirk himself did not follow Christ. But in our world, that object has been erected, be careful this, to bring the circle of everything that confesses itself to some kind of faith in one unity and one harmony. What do you mean, Brother Bobby? What I mean is that in that circle, the Hindu will worship their God. The Muslims will worship their God. The Christians will worship their God. And they'll dare any of us, amen, to call the church out of that idolatry. Amen. I'm just telling you what's the truth. It's sensitive. I know it's sensitive, but we got to know the truth and shine the light on it. I can tell you, church, and somebody's got to shout about that in Jesus' name. And I ain't heard nobody say that much, but I see it out there. They're calling that ecumenical mindset together. Amen. Old Brother Clinton didn't rip that stuff up one side and down the other one. Amen. He did. Because I can tell you, that false church of Rome, brother. Amen. That's what that thing was all about. Are you hearing me? Oh, I know it gets down there where it pinches us, where it hurts. But we got to know the truth that we might be free. The church is a church. She's not an idolatrous organism. She's a living organism filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Full of the life of God. The witness of Jesus only is in her. Amen. And hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening. You need some counsel? I'm giving a little bit while I preach. I believe that. I'm telling you, we preach over that pulpit. Amen. The clarity of the gospel. The clarity of that book. Amen. Oh, old Martin Luther come to a day and a time that he realized I can no longer subsidize. Amen. That's right. I can no longer subsidize, nor can I worship with. Amen. Such idolatry. Amen. I'm glad when God wakes men up. If God hadn't awoke some men, amen, of God up, we wouldn't be here tonight. If God hadn't had some persecuted men of God, we wouldn't be here tonight. If God hadn't had a few slain martyrs, we wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Amen. The word of God is ever settled in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick. It's quick. The word of God is quick. It quickens. It's quick and it quickens. Hallelujah. That mortal body, it'll quicken. Amen. Amen. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts. Amen. To the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. The bone and the marrow. The joint and the marrow. Amen. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. That's the only substance, if I should call it that, that God said would cut that deep and get in there and discern the thought and the intent of the heart. The Word of God. That Word of God is, amen. Hallelujah. There ain't no greater counsel for a church. Are you hearing me? No greater counsel for a church than a man of God to stand over this pulpit anointed with anointed preaching. Amen. Preaching doctrine and truth across this sacred desk. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't it the truth what I'm telling you tonight? Amen. Personal counsel, I'm not against that. Listen to me, church. But I'm convinced we take up the doctrines of this Bible, the truths of this Scripture, as we pray, seek God, and God, amen, pours that Word through this, the ministry of this pulpit. Lots of what sits out there in those pews, we may not even discern ourselves, but that Word of God will discern it. Amen. I said that Word of God will discern it. Amen. This Word of God is the seed of the Word of God is a living live seed. Are you hearing me? It's a living light. All them seed people, they need to get back to the Word of God and get rid of the greed seed. Amen. Get back to the Word of God. Amen. Just not long ago, I decided I wanted to look up, do a little search on how long can seeds lay dormant in the earth. How long can they? And would you believe I found that they literally claim, there's literally claims that certain seeds, didn't name the one, told the country, but I can't remember the country, but said a particular seed could lay dormant, that particular one, for over 30,000 years and still find itself to find germination and come to a spring. Others would say 1,000 years, some seed. More common seeds, 1 to 3 years. You said that's not true. Have you ever seen, amen, have you ever been part of a farm where they plowed up old pasture land? Amen. Amen. Been there 40, 50 years or longer. Amen. They plow it up, disc it, and before you know it, a rain had come. Amen. They'd be old crotalier and everything else that wasn't there before they plowed it up. Amen. Sprouted up and come up out of that mess. Somebody say a bird dropped it in there if he wanted to. He might have did 40 years ago. But there's a reality of this. So I'm just telling you, if that Word of God is preached, whether it's an evil seed, amen, or a righteous seed, whether there's a word buried in that heart, there needs to be some preaching into that. There needs to be something, my friend, to ignite that in that heart. Hallelujah. And only they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness is going to spring forth the life of God. That's it. How many of you sitting here tonight with great burdens in your heart? Things. You needed God to do something. Amen. You know, you've been waiting on the Lord to do something more in your life, greater in your life. You've been born again and you just know, you feel it. You just say, how do you know there ain't something already planted in there? And old Apollos is about to come along somewhere in a revival. Amen. And he's going to have the water jug with him. Amen. I said he's going to have the water jug with him. That thing might have got poured in you when you was in Sunday school. Who knows? Amen. When you was 12, 13, 14 years, I don't know how this works. I just know that I read up where natural seed, amen, you hear me, could be dormant for 1,000 years. If natural seed can be dormant for 1,000 years, I want to tell you that Word of God that's, amen, been poured in that life. Some of us has got a hold of a word from the Lord, and the devil's about talked us out of that. We know he spoke it. We know it aligned with everything. healing that we had prayed for. We know it aligned with every prophecy that ever been given to us. We know it aligned with our whole life. Amen. Blessed be, but the devil about taught you out. You just hang in there. Amen. Old Apollos is about to bring the water jug and he's going to pour the word of God into that. Oh, I didn't mean to set you up right there, but we shout about the height of that. Amen. But old Paul gonna come by and set that church in order. He gonna come by and talk about that adultery that's in there. He gonna come by and talk about that idolatry in there. And before that seed can grow, praise God, before Apollos can pour the water in there, we gotta deal with that. There's two sides of this coin, by the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true, church. I'm not trying to rip a blessing away from you. Shout for joy. Amen. For the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Man of God, take that word of God, led by the Spirit of God, and preach right at the sin. And when he does, bring the blood of Jesus with him. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't want to just preach at your sin. I want to bring the blood of Jesus with me. But if God tells us to preach at the sin, amen, and you want to be delivered, we bring the blood of Jesus with us. I'll guarantee you tonight, somebody's going to say, I'm repenting over that. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, will cleanse us from all sin. We walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen. We'll have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. There's dark shades and shadows that spread. Amen. That shadowed the church in some areas. And I'm going to tell you, that tells me some part of that ain't walking in the light. Amen. If it's in me, I won't know. Amen. I do, I won't know. I hardly go to God in prayer. I won't say, God, whatever's in here, God. Lord, have mercy. Maybe that's what's... Amen. Those of you that know me, amen, a little more closer, intimately, spiritually speaking, than maybe some, you might know. You might go, yeah, I know you got a lot of... And maybe God's still finding things, Brother Joe. Oh, my Father. Is he ever going to quit digging around in there? Lord, have mercy. Is he ever going to quit shining light on me, Brother Ray? Amen. I don't mean like shining light on me. Praise God to stand me up. Amen. In some kind of a, amen, high and mighty figure, but shining light in that heart. Shining light in that soul. Amen. Give him the word of God. It's quick and powerful. The power of the word of God. The power of the word of God. Amen. And with the blood of Jesus, I'm telling you, oh, it'll preach at the sin. It'll ignite the sinner. Oh, you hear me? At least those that are desiring God. I remember when I got saved. Amen. I wanted God. Amen. No, I mean, we mess around for 6 months. Folks don't want God. And we'll still mess with them. We'll try. We'll do everything we can, won't we? Oh, Tim here, about 2 years or something, wasn't it, getting that Holy Ghost? That thing could hug that altar and holler. Amen. Scream and holler some more. I mean, every revival, old Tim's in there. Hallelujah. Knowing that the Holy Ghost is for me. Amen. I don't know if the Father's got this kind of humor or not. Amen. But if it'd have been me, I might have looked over at the Son and said, you sure we want to give him this? Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! But the Lord gave it to him one night, didn't he, Brother Tim? Thank God, didn't he, son? Amen. Because the man was hungry. And he said, I'm not having it no other way. It's for me, for my children, to as many as afar off and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. A hungry heart will get ignited. Amen. Amen. We preach this word of God. We'll stretch that truth. We'll stretch that truth blanket across our churches. Amen. Old Brother Melvin Lowry told me more than once. He said, Brother Bobby, he said, and he hadn't been in long, but he's true, I guess, in some way. This is spiritualness. It ain't physical what I'm about to say. But he said, Brother Bobby, some folks you can preach, amen, they'll get it. He said, other folks, you just got to slap them, amen. You just got to slap them. You got to wake them up. Amen. Take this word led by the Spirit of God. Take that cross with us. Amen. I can tell you, if we'll do that, we'll break through that human heart. Ever since the prophets, God, amen, has magnified himself with the ability to break through human hearts. Are you hearing me? Remember the old prophet that said, if we get God in this just right, I'll paraphrase if that's all right. If we get God in this just right, I know what he'll do. He'll take that stony heart and he'll transform it into a heart of flesh so his word can get in there. Are you hearing me, somebody? God has his word, amen. He'll send his word. We're not going to get this done without the word. Amen. Have 20 counseling sessions. Amen. Drag them new doctrines into the church. Shout over something God ain't birthed. Amen. It will be here till Jesus comes. But if we'll preach the word, reprove, rebuke, exhort. Why in the world would you reprove something? Amen. It's a pointing in the right direction. How, why in the world would you rebuke something? It's a snatch it out, amen, of hellfire and turn it around to the truth. Reprove, rebuke. Why in the world would you exhort something? Amen. So they could build up in their most holy faith, amen. Well, I want me some of that new preaching. Well, okay, I mean, well, the prophet said, seek for the old paths. Wherein is the good way? He said, the good way is in the old paths, and for us to walk therein. For us to walk in that. And I don't think if we with the folks I'm looking at tonight, if we got to go through a Sunday school class to understand what he means there and have to now go back down to first fruits of repentance, talk about legalism versus liberalism and all that, we don't know what he's talking about. My Father, we are behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not saying there's not time and room for that. There is. And there's room for us to sorrow somewhat for people that God has blessed us, Brother Joe, and pastors here with. Amen. That come from somewhere out there that's so full of, I'm telling you, and I don't know everything. I don't know everything. Amen. I just apprehend him. Same reason he apprehended me. He loved me first. Amen. This good work he begun in us, he'll finish it till the day of Jesus Christ. I don't know everything. That's the truth. Amen. Sometimes I'm standing there going, oh, God, help me. Give me wisdom. Give me something to say here. Amen. Oh, Father, I need help here tonight to get through this. Oh, Jesus. My nephew was on the phone call with him the other day. And he ain't been long. Back at church, attending church now for two or three months maybe. And the Lord's helping him. Praise God. I'm so glad. Hell, I preached enough gospel on that. Amen. He works for the Santa Rosa County, running that bush hog up and down these roads. So a lot of days, I mean, it's nothing. Me and him talk 2 to 4 times a day. Don't tell his boss. Amen. But we've been together since he was a little fella. You know, hunted together, killed some of his first game with me. Come on, amen. We spent a lot of time together. Praise God. But he's got in the house of God. He's got under preaching. He said, like this past Sunday, his pastor got up in the pulpit and said, the Lord's really dealt with me to go to this verse of Scripture, and said he preached on the negative of Halloween. Oh, the evil of Halloween. Now, I'm not here to preach about Halloween. But I'm here to tell you, hey man, what I rejoice about, what that nephew said, who ain't been back at church very long. Amen. He'll tell me every now and then, said he preaches kind of like you and some of them others. Amen. What he's saying is he'll run up and down them aisles every now and then. He just don't know. He just say, man, he just runs around there and hollers. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he said something. That nephew sat there, and here's what he told me. He said, I said to myself, boy, there's going to be some folks probably ain't going to like this. Amen. Then he said to himself when he left the church, me and my family looks like ain't going to have Halloween as normal this year. And he went home and he talked to his wife, amen, about the issue. Telling you to God's truth. Blessed be the Lord, Brother Ray Hudson. And he said they discussed the issue. They set that little 7-year-old boy, I think he is now, down. Amen. And talked to him, said, ain't going to have Halloween this year. Amen. Not like custom, wasn't he? He said, why? And they explained it to him. You know what the result of that was? The man of God stood over that pulpit. Amen. And wasn't inferior to make half or more of that church angry to find one heart out there, amen, that he could move towards something that would build a better quality life in the Spirit with the Lord. And guess what they say the end result is? Our house ain't going to have Halloween like it normally has. We've already rescheduled for something else. I thought, my God, I wish we could get every member of the body of Christ, all the young ones, all the old ones, all the ancient ones, and all the mad ones, and even all the debating ones, and all the ones who want to meet with the board members, and all the ones who want to meet with the priest. Just receive the Word of God gladly, and we'll have a move of God that'll save us, that'll heal us, that'll baptize us in the Holy Ghost. Receive the Word. Somebody ought to say, amen, amen. I know you done said it. I'm just hollering so loud I didn't hear it. It's a matter of attitude, son. Get that. I've heard people say, hey, maybe something to this. Altitude, you know, kind of helps. Attitude helps the altitude. Amen. I can vouch for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Break up that stony heart with the hammer of the Word of God. Get that sinner good and converted. Amen. I mean good and converted. Get that sinner good and converted. I don't believe none of that high saved neither. I don't believe in none that you get a little bit of Jesus when you repent and a little bit the next day and a little bit the next day. As far as saved goes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That crowd showed up there. Amen. At that baptism at Jordan, didn't he? Them Pharisees? Jesus didn't say, come on in, boys. Come on in, boys. We'll get rid of all. No. He said, you ain't showed no fruit for repentance. And until you bring me some fruit for repentance, this ain't going to do you any good. Bring me some fruit for repentance, man. Just show me that you... Talking in tongues ain't going to do nobody any good that ain't showed forth no fruit for repentance. Amen. It's a false tongue. You don't get the baptism in the Holy Ghost before you get born again. Amen. Not according to what I read in the Scripture. Every one of them got it after they were converted. Even them that hadn't even heard there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. Was over there enjoying Jesus. Amen. For the measure that they had received. Hallelujah. 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 Sound doctrine. Amen. Break up that story. Amen. Jesus' ministry didn't seem, I mean, I know he taught the people, set them down in groups and did all that, you know. But look, I don't see that like I, you know how I see that? He discipled a lot more folks than he backroom counseled them. He gave them the Word of God. He is the Word of God. Well, we give it to them in the counseling sessions too, praise God. Amen. I want to look at this. Thank you, Brother Tim. Amen. I receive that. Hallelujah. In John chapter 4, Jesus come to that little woman whose life was a mess. It was a mess. And I'm going to just shorten this. I ain't got no scripture there to read, but you can follow. And after Jesus whipped up a conversation, we'd say in the South, he whipped up a conversation concerning the water of life. Amen. And he finally fished her in to wanting a drink of that water. He whipped up a conversation and fished her in to where she wanted a drink of that water. I want that. The next thing Jesus said was, go call your husband. Why didn't he leave that alone? Why didn't the Lord, most big part of preachers, maybe not a big part of our society, would have left that alone. Just wouldn't have went there. We could give Jesus some counsel on that. Lord, you know if you mess around there and talk about things like that, you may offend them where they don't ever come back. There is a truth in why Jesus dealt with this. And if you'll look at this with me, Jesus is putting that Word of God out there. He's laying that Word of God out there. Amen. That's what he's doing. He's already real. Now listen. He's been wise. He's been long-suffering. He's been compassionate and considerate toward, amen, her life. So he's reeled her in and guide her now saying, I want that water. Go get your husband. I ain't got one. Well, you said that right. And why didn't he leave it alone? Why don't Joe Gilman leave some things alone and some of them folks that left 10 years ago still be him? Ray Ward, if you'd have left some things alone, I'm just saying, every pastor's there. You pastor at any time at all, ain't no need telling me you ain't been there. Praise God. If you're a word preacher, and I know these are word preachers, you've just left some things alone, Ray Hudson. They done went fishing with you. Been your personal friend. Just leave it alone. Don't mess around the kitchen in somebody else's cookie jar.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on.
That's mine.
Amen.
M2 two little old grandbabies, that 2 year old. Mine. That year and a half old done got to where she can learn words now. The other day they was going, man, 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 man. And what does a pawpaw do standing in the middle of that? Amen. It's all of us's. Amen. I mean, how do you choose in that? Well, God help us. The men of God, they ain't but one choice to be made here. Preach the word. The instant in season and out of season. As the Spirit of God prompts that heart, leads us to the pulpit with the truth of God. Amen. Jesus or left that alone. You've said it right. The one that you have now is not your husband. He's telling her she's living outside the bounds of the law. Huh? She's broke that. I mean, if you go read the law, that's what you'd find, isn't it? Praise God. And there's something else that I found there. I mean, I seen it this way this time. you know, I just had never quite liked, but he didn't just throw grace at all those husbands and that unwed relationship that she was in, did he? And make her believe that it's all right. So there's a reason why he brings to the surface the issues. The old time preachers used to say, we all say at times, we want that old time religion, that old time church. The old preachers used to say, unless you can get a sinner convinced they are lost, you can't never convince them of salvation and the way to be saved. Isn't that right? Jesus was a perfectionist at that. Reeling them in, loving them, putting his arms around them. He loved that lady, I'm telling you, to the truth, didn't he? Go call your husband. This is what Jesus did. He put light. Light. He put light on the sin issue. He covered her forgiveness with his grace. Amen. And gave her liberty from the condemnation of her sin. But there's one thing she didn't leave there without knowing. You can have this relationship. You can drink all this water you want to, but you got to understand, you can't go back into the bed of that sin. You got to know what separated you from God. And our pulpits has got a like a tidal wave. Pour this word of God out there. We call it the whole counsel of God. Amen. The whole counsel. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The modern prophets would have just skirted around that. Amen. Yes, sir. They'd have skirted the head-on collision. Amen. With them multiple husbands she had. They would have. And I might would have. They might have been times I would have. Don't tell me you don't have them feelings. I don't. No, we don't want to hurt folks. No. And I'm not saying attack that. Every time you don't come attack something. I told that boy of mine early on after he preached a little while. I said, son, I said, you can't always just take the sword right out of the sheath and just cut the head off everything that moves the wrong way. But then I had to remember me, Brother Ray. I'm telling you, I went double-sworded. Amen. When I was young like that, I run up and down them aisles and I cut heads off. I mean, I beheaded a lot of saints. Hallelujah. Now I want men and women to know God loves. Old Brother Keeter used to say it like this. God loves, God heals, God lives, and God forgives. Hallelujah. God loves, God lives, God heals, and God forgives. Hallelujah. This is not a condemnation message. But we can't leave people in condemnation either. Amen. Preach a word. Stay with the word of God. Stay with these scriptures. I'm walking through scriptures here tonight. Modern prophets, help us, Lord. We can't. Men and women's got to know unrepented sin will condemn the soul. Old Brother Joe said something, such a truth that we have such a battle with now, even in Pentecostal realms of some sort, it seems to me at times, and that is, don't ever come in here, try to convince that man of God that you can't throw this away. You can't pull this off. You can't lay this aside. Amen. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Amen's what the Word of God said. I don't know where the end of Demas went. I don't know. Amen. But I know where Paul left him. And if it didn't turn back around in true repentance, amen, he's fell over there with that Laodicean church somewhere. Amen. That just says, come over here and be with us, son. Amen. We bringing it in. We are building. Amen. We buying buses. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. Amen. We building another something. I'm all right with that. Amen. I'm all right. But there's got to be the preaching of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9:6 said, for unto us a child is born.
And us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Sounds to me like we'll preach Christ the way them apostles preach Christ. Man of God once said, if we'll preach Jesus like this Bible preaches Jesus, there ain't an organization on the face of this earth hardly have us. Amen. I don't know how far that stretches. I'm just telling you what a man of God said. And I can tell you it's the truth to a large part. Amen. It is. Hallelujah. A Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The word counselor there means to advise. But I like this one. Means to advise or to deliberately resolve. There's a great resolve when the Word of God's preached to the congregation of God's people and it's received in faith and life. If you abide in me and my Word, man's quoted earlier, abides in you, praise the Lord, you'll ask what you will. I'm gonna try to get through here. Praise God. Lord, have mercy. I'm almost an hour into this. Amen. Jesus met Ozacchaeus. This is what the Word of God will do. I'm talking about what the Word of God will do. With this woman, she runs and tells everybody she can find. There's a man told me. There ain't no way that he know all them things. I mean, I thought maybe he was a prophet. But wouldn't you agree that he's more than likely the Christ? Is not this the Christ? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we got to be convinced. Convinced. Is anyone convinced here tonight? Preaching will convince us. It won't leave us in the shade and the shadows. It'll convince us. It'll convince us. I'm going to try. I got all them scriptures, but you know the story. Jesus ended up in Zacchaeus' house, didn't he? But you know that Zacchaeus? He ain't like some of the rest of them publicans. That Zacchaeus had something eager, some kind of zeal in him, something that's eagerly agitating him. I got to know more about this man. Amen. He didn't worry about the crowds. Jesus went to his house. Praise be to God. The preached Word of God, my friend. Amen. You read in these verses of Scripture, some of them murmured because Jesus went into the house of the sinner. Well, that's pretty common. Get used to it. Amen. Amen. But you know what happened? While some was murmuring, Ozacchaeus was believing. I'm going after that one that's a believing. I'm going after that one that's looking for something. I'm going after the one looking for Jesus. You're going to have to sometime plow through some things. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus walked into that house. I mean, the Word of God. The Word of God just walked in the house. And Ozacchaeus went running his mouth. Lord. Oh, God. Conviction hit him. Lord, if I've took anything from any man that I wasn't supposed to, I restored to him forfeit. What is that about that eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal? The Word of God just walked in the house and convicted the man. The eighth commandment went whoop, right? Just open that heart right up. Hey, if we'll preach a word of God. The eighth commandment. Amen. And you know, you might say, well, why didn't he repent over all the rest of them? Well, when you break one of them, You've broken them all. So one repentant session, true repentant, ought to take care of all of it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastors, it ain't easy. Amen. I stood there a while ago. Praise God. Sister Allison and them started singing. Brother Joe sang my favorite song. Amen. That's true. That's probably one of my, if not my favorite. Praise God. Brother Joe blesses me when I come with that. Hallelujah. But I was there while y'all were singing there. And I just, things that I know I'm about to walk into myself. Amen. Weight. I felt weight coming on me. I felt weight, my God. And I thought, I'm about to try to preach through this weight coming on me. I mean, I've been knowing for a day or two, you know. But the weight started hitting me right there a moment ago, kind of just coming on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know there's a remedy. And His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to just give you this verse of Scripture, and we're going to come to these altars, those of you that don't have to go. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." It'll produce fruit. God said, when I send it, it will produce fruit. This pulpit is a preaching podium. I got to get to preaching, Pastor. I got to get to preaching. This is a preaching podium. They ain't but one book that'll fit this table. The table of this sacred desk, just one. It doesn't matter if it's this wide or it's 3-4 feet long. There ain't but one book that'll fit this table. In God's eyes, that's a word of God. Paul says, reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And I'm going to close with these words. These are Mr. Spurgeon's words. Amen. The word of God, the man of God says, is the anvil where the opinions of men are smashed. He further says, within the Scriptures there is the balm for every wound, a salve for every sore. Scripture is like a lion. Who can tame a lion or defend a lion? Whoever heard of defending a lion? Just turn it loose and it'll defend itself. Hallelujah. The Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible, is the religion of Christ Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 138:2 says, God says He's magnified His word above His name. Now that's big, what He just said. God said He magnified His word above His name. Literally, like as if God holds His word in greater esteem than His very character or name. It's not like everything else, amen, is devalued as far as the integrity goes, amen, or is anything extremely less. The whole of God is God. But God said, amen, when some men speak, everybody listens. When other men speak, nobody listens. Oh, God, help us to be the people that when we speak, everybody will want to listen, even our enemies. Hallelujah. Who can defend against a lion? God says he esteems his word more than his character, his name. The integrity, praise God. The value, amen. My integrity above everything else. That's God saying, I want to be believed. Hallelujah. I want men to believe me. God's word is so, as God has said, I have esteemed my word. God said, the heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass. Jesus said, before the end come, this gospel, his word, this gospel shall be preached to all nations. And the earth, my friend, doesn't get to challenge that. It doesn't suppress that. It receives it or not. And everything in the end ends up in heaven or in hell with it. God's word is settled in the heavens, praise God. It just has to be settled in our hearts. Amen. One more thing, truly, one more thing. If this book, the book of God, be not the real solid foundation, Spurgeon says, of our religion, what have we to build upon? And if God has spoken a lie, where are we, my brethren? If God, stand with me, if God has spoken a lie, praise God, where are we, my brethren? Church, God's give you preachers. God's give you men of God. Those of you that's come with your men of God, you go back to that church. You go back with a different view, with a higher motivation, with a heart that's welded and tempered together in unison with the preached word of God. Hallelujah. And allow the Spirit of God to use you to enhance His kingdom. It's time for us to grow on beyond some things. The end is upon us. We can't let those charlatans, they call them, false prophets, false doctrines. Now, if doctrines doesn't really matter, why did Jesus warn us about false doctrines and false prophets? Paul and others warn us about false doctrines. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the doctrines of the Scripture, the Word of God. Come with me. Come with me. Around these altars, please. Come with me. Come with me and let's pray and believe God. If the Lord, I believe He has, would some probed around in our